And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, Cable 102, and of course on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. My name is Spike. I'm going to be with you until 7:30, bringing you the best in pretty much all new independent Canadian content from coast to coast from all genres. Got a great lineup of new music for you today. We're going to be starting off today's program with a debut from a fairly popular band from Winnipeg, Manitoba. You may have heard of them, the Weaker Thans. So stay tuned for that. We're going to also be playing some stuff, brand new stuff from the Riff Randalls, Bison, The Famous Lovers, Torn Got. We tried to get that in a couple weeks ago, but it didn't happen, unfortunately. So hopefully we'll get that in. As well as CITR debuts from The Sojourners, The Deep Dark Woods, and Green Terra. I want to thank Jonathan B. for coming in to fill in for the program last week. He featured all hip-hop, 100% IndieCan hip-hop, and it was a fine program. If you got a chance to listen to it, you had a bit of a treat. Of course, if you want to download the podcast, you can go to CITR.ca, click on podcast, click on The Canadian Way, and it's the most recent podcast in the lineup. And like I said, no time like the present. We're going to get the show started today with a little something brand new from Winnipeg, Manitoba's The Weaker Thans. This is their fourth full-length album called Reunion Tour. And, of course, it can be found on the Epitaph label. This one is produced by Ian Blurton, just like their last album, Deconstruction Site, was as well. And the name of the track that we're going to be starting off today's program with is called Relative Surplus Value. Here is brand new Weaker Thans to get today's edition of The Canadian Way started here on CITR FM 101.9.
Get me. My name's Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
I was meditating on you. What you gonna do about it? Staring through me with those eyes. Vision 2020 and connecting through the line in your house. What you gonna do about it? Like a stranger in your mouth. What you gonna do to get the words out right? Oh, we may be far from each other. Communication altar is bringing us together. Oh, we may be far from the answer. Always moving closer to the here and after. When you have me deep inside, what am I gonna do about it? No more reasons left to hide. What am I gonna do to ease this worried head and mind? What am I gonna do about it? Receive this invitation to turn the page and read it one last time. And we may be far from each other. Communication altar is bringing us together. We may be far from the answer, but always moving closer to the here and after. Level. Let your body rewind like a soul rubber. Look into the divine when you feel the struggle. Communicate your mind, do it on the double. Inhibition dissolves, it can make it hotter. Resolution finally when I'm at my altar. Premonition evolved, now I know the answer. Let your life dissolve, be all that matters. We may be far from each other. Communication altar is bringing us together. We may be far from the answer. Always coming closer to the here and after. Oh, 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 oh.
And we just got a bit of our groove on with something from Vancouver's very own Green Terra, a CITR debut from their brand new CD, which can be found on the Easy Bake Records label. It's called Global Baby. We heard the track called Communication Altar. And before that, we heard from Montreal, Quebec's We Are Wolves. And from their CD, Total Magique, which can be found on the Dare to Care Records label out of Montreal, of course. Great little electro-funk outfit duo. Sound a lot more like a quartet or something. Big and meaty like that. And before We Are Wolves, we start off the entire program with something from Winnipeg, Manitoba's The Weaker Thans from their brand new CD, fourth full-length release, Reunion Tour, which of course can be found on the Epitaph record label, distributed by Anti Records Worldwide. And we heard the track called Relative Surplus Value. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. I'll be with you here for another hour and 15 minutes, bringing you a whole bunch of cool tunes from all across the country of an independent nature. And we're going to be getting this set of music started with something from Nathan Lauer from his brand new CD, Nathan Lauer and the Minotaurs, A Sea of Tiny Lights. We are going to be listening to the track called Footsteps to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
With blooded daggers drawn, once inside we will startle them. Start this.
And that was something from Vancouver's very own The Riff Randalls. Haven't really heard from them too much lately as far as recorded material is concerned. They've been playing a fair amount lately as they got this CD ready for release. The CD is called Double Cross and can be found on the Dirt Nap Records label. We heard the track called Listen Up. And before that, we heard from Nanaimo's The Kilt Lifters. And this is from this awesome 2-CD compilation called BC Ska, The True North Strong and Skankin'. We heard their track called Dynamite. And before that, from Sudbury, Ontario, we heard from Nathan Lauer and the Minotaurs from their brand new CD, A Sea of Tiny Lights. That can be found on the Minotaur Music label. We heard the track called Footsteps. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. And as you can well tell, with me not being around last week, there's a lot of music to catch up on tonight's edition of The Canadian Way. If there's anything that you want to hear, please feel free to give me a shout. You can do so one of two ways. If you want to talk to me directly, you can give me a call here in the studio, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR for y'all numerically challenged folk. Or you can also drop me an email, thecanadianway@popstar.com. Or if you're feeling really adventurous and want to tangle with the MySpace beast, you can go to myspace.com/Canadian Way and also email me through there as well. Please remember to keep your requests to independent Canadian stuff. I'm always happy to play the requests. Just got to fit the format, that's all. So we're going to get back to some more music. We're going to lay it on a little heavy to start off at this set of music with something from a group called Bison, local group. And they got kind of the sludge metal thing going. Their CD is called Earthbound. And can be found on the Forest Records label. And the name of the track that we're going to be listening to start off this set of music is called Stoke. Oh, no, it's not called Stoke. Ah, now the CD player isn't working. You gotta love this, folks. This is live radio here in your living rooms, your heads, your computers. The name of the track that we're going to be starting off this set of music from Bison with is called Dark Skies Above. And then we're going to play something from that Torngat CD that we promised you a couple weeks ago and didn't get to, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, lay it on heavy is Vancouver's very own Bison to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Slipped through I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Patchwork on the clay beneath my golden summer feet.
if I ever leave you. I guess my life would be through. Not before I, not before I waste away the better part of my best days. It'll be a day. My hair will gray, my skin will crease, and when I smile, you'll see my face. I'll hold your hand for way too long. My legs won't hold, I weigh my flaws, but I'll be strong.
It's the Canadian Way! Oh, yes, you're listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, CITR.ca on the internet if you want to hear it live streaming, or if you want to also check out past episodes of the Canadian Way on podcast. Click on the podcast link and, of course, click on the Canadian Way under Eclectic, the Eclectic category. I personally think that there should be a Canadian category, but I've been arguing for that for years and it hasn't happened yet. You just heard a little something from a compilation that the good folks at CBC Radio 3 have just released to promote their upcoming tour with headliners Ben Sinister and all the different bands that will be playing with Ben Sinister across the country. We heard from Blue Sky Addicts, who hail from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And they got kind of a very warm sort of kids playing with xylophones kind of, I don't know, amateur sound, but it's actually, it really, really works for them. From Blue Sky Addicts, we heard the track called End of the Beginning, and this is a great little compilation. I don't know, well, it's on the Storyboard label, so I would imagine you can probably order it from the storyboardlabel.com. There's also another address here, bandmerch.ca. I don't know if you're able to get it on there, and of course, check out radio3.cbc.ca. If you want to hear more great independent Canadian content that that I'm not playing, that they are playing. Yeah, basically they're doing a full cross-country tour with Ben Sinister, with co-headliners The Wet Secrets, The Clips, Wax Mannequin, The Doers, and No Gold, as well as guests on certain dates such as The Winx, the Blue Sky Addicts, of course, who we just heard, Spider, People for Audio from Ottawa, Ontario, High Definition, Barn Burner Soothe, Sewell's Fine, from Chimpan A to Chimpan Z. I love the name of that band. Probably listen to some of that in next week's program. All Your Friends, The Way Back, Poor Folk, and the list goes on and on. Oh, The Ghost is Dancing are also playing a date out east. So it sounds like it's going to be a pretty interesting tour. And it's actually kicks off tomorrow. And that's going to be happening over at the Jerry B. Gallery. And I'm assuming that's out in Strathcona. Don't know the exact location of it. I've never seen any gigs held there in the past. But it's going to be a sweet little... at the Brad Goff Studios, which is apparently in Strathcona, and never seen any sort of gigs out at that particular venue, but it's going to be an interesting gig in that it's also going to feature DJs and artists' work, as well as some artists that are going to be composing their paintings and stuff like that as the music is playing. So that's kind of cool as well, and you get to smell paint fumes, so that's a bonus. So check it out. That's tomorrow at the Brad Goff Studios, Ben Sinister, The Clips, and Yukon, which features members of No Gold. And it's kind of a shame that we don't get to see The Wet Secrets or Blue Sky Addicts or The Clips or The Doers or... The list goes on and on. Oh, and The Winx are also playing a couple of dates. out east, unfortunately. But Ben Sinister, always amazing to see live. If you like your pop proggy and your songs epic and long, Ben Sinister are probably your cup of tea, because they know how to put the epic back into pop music. So check that out tomorrow at the Brad Goff Studios. Before the Blue Sky Addicts, we heard something from Chatham, Ontario's Square Root of Margaret. Getting a little psych on you there. Square Root of Margaret, always been a bit of a favorite of mine, and has been played quite often here on the Canadian Way in the past, just because they've got a pretty creative interpretation on the whole psychedelic music genre. It's not all that weird wavy guitar nonsense and giving you a headache with shrill, sharp notes and stuff like that. They've got a really kind of a very mellow take on the psych music, almost bordering on prog, like the good folks of Ben Sinister. But Square Root of Margaret definitely got their own sound. And from their brand new CD called Terragram Futur, which can be found on their own 33 and a third records label, we heard the track called Memories of Things to Come. And before that, we started off that set of music with a band that just played actually at Richards on Richards with Fucked Up and I forget who was headlining that one. Point of the matter is Bison, at least according to our music director, Luke Meat, are the hottest new band here in Vancouver. Of course, Bison features former members of Streets. It basically is Streets with a few extra members added in from 3 Inches of Blood. Of course, those bands always had kind of a unity thing going, playing in each other's projects and whatnot. But apparently Luke said Bison easily the highlight of that gig at Richards earlier on in the week, because using his words to describe it, when the guys get rocking out, and they get rocking out because they're a 2SG band, can you say shake the foundations? Anyways, as they get their heads bobbing and their guitars playing, apparently because of they got the big fuzzy manes of hair, they all look like Cousin Itz rocking up there on the stage. So you can imagine that. I would imagine that the gig has got to be half as entertaining as that, if that's something to base it on. And apparently, also according to Mr. Meat, that CD, that track that we just heard from Bison, the CD is killer, but does not do their live sound justice. So do yourself a favor next time you see Bison playing at a local pub or gig space near you. Do yourself a favor and also catch them live. From their CD Earthbound, which can be found on the Forest Records label, we heard the track called Dark Skies Above. You're listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We're at the half pull here in the show. Before we throw it on over to David Love Jones and African Rhythms, always a nice way to wrap up your Friday evening. We are going to get this set of music started with something from Torngat, a band that we had intended to play on the show a couple of weeks ago, and unfortunately time ran out. They are from Montreal, Quebec, and they're on the infamous Alienate Recordings label. And the name of the track that we're going to be listening to from Torngat is called Bordeaux Boredom. Here is some Quebecois freak out, courtesy Torngat, to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way, here on CITR FM 101.9. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
From the sky, what time? time stops and the dials disappear. Oh, and people with trolleys, will they bring me free beer? Oh, yes, well, that's up here.
Like the song says, you're listening to The Canadian Way. This is CITR FM 101.9. I'm Spike. You're listening. That's the way it is. We just heard from a band from Montreal, Quebec. A couple of Montreal bands in that set of music. By the way, my apologies for the little bit of dead air in between the first and second songs there. My bad. Anyways, from Montreal, Quebec, we heard from Famous Lovers from their brand new self-titled CD, which can be found on the Red Ninja label. We heard the track called Mystery Shoes. That's another one that we've been intending to play for a little while. And it didn't happen for whatever reason. But, yeah, pretty good. It's kind of that garagey pop sound that you've come to know and love from Montreal bands, but Famous Lovers do it quite well, fairly solid. Before that, from Vancouver, British Columbia, she is currently residing in Sydney, Australia, and sort of plying her music trade there, but she is a Canadian at heart, and her brand new CD is called Precious Spaces, and it is a self-released effort. You can visit her myspace.com website, / Kate Duffy, of course. Exactly as it sounds, Kate Duffy. From Kate Duffy, we heard from the song called Song from the Sky. And before that, we heard in the other Montreal band in that set of music called Torngat. yet another one that we've been intending to play for a little while, and it wasn't happening. But I'm glad we finally did it, because Torn Gat, they're kind of messed up in a brilliant kind of way. From their CD, You Could Be, which is on Montreal's Alienate Recordings label, we heard the track called Bordeaux Boredom. And we're going to do the gig listings right now, since we're in the home stretch of said show here. But you want to stay tuned, because we're going to have another CITR debut here. And this one is from a band called The Deep Dark Woods. And The Deep Dark Woods are actually from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. We haven't featured too many bands from Saskatchewan lately, so you want to stay tuned for that. These guys got kind of a murder ballad thing going, so if you like the sort of Nick Cave kind of thing and the really foreboding lyrics and whatnot, you want to stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we're going to let you know what's going on gig-wise around this town, and there's a fair amount of stuff going on. So we're going to start with, of course, if you want to find out what's going on, I'll start off by letting you know you want to go to livemusicvancouver.com. It is the site for finding out what's going on with mostly local bands, but also with gigs that are happening in and around Vancouver. The Portico CD release party featuring Fraser Kingsway Disaster and, of course, Portico is happening at the Annex. And that, of course, is at 307 West Cordova Street. All ages gig, and the doors are at 8. Hezekiah, Venomous Tusk, The Anger, The Power, The Fury, and The Filth. And that triple bill is going to be taking place at the Balmoral. And $6 to get in. Music gets started at 10 o'clock. Oh my God, Prism is playing in Surrey. That's all I have to say about that one. Lines in the Street, White Licorice, and Mad Shadow are playing at the Bourbon. The Bourbon's starting to host some pretty killer gigs. Nicely filling the space left by the Lamplighter, Lamplighter's departure. And I still haven't gotten over that. I can't believe all these gig spaces that are shutting down this bloody city. But the Bourbon, who hasn't been hosting music, live music, for a while, are right back at it. And this is a pretty nice local bill. Lines in the Street, White Licorice, and Mad Shadow. Tickets are $10 at the door. Doors are at 7. And the music gets started at 8:30. Hoko Japanese House presents Blackberry Wood. That's, of course, taking place at Hoko. All ages gig, and it's 5 bones to get in. 9 o'clock is the start time, with doors opening at 6. Whitfield Sweetheart, 16mm, and Siren's Sister are playing at the Media Club. No minors for that one. Tickets are $10 at the door, and doors are at 8, with music getting started at 9. Of course, the New Forms Festival has just started. I think it started yesterday, and tonight's gigs include the Cross Pollination Showcase featuring Primes, Pink Noise, and Wendy Atkinson, Integrated Circus, and Team Rad. That's happening over at the Open Studios, and of course that's at 252 East First Avenue. No minors for this one. $15 advance tickets, which I would imagine are probably gone, but you might want to check out Scratch. I know they were selling some. Tickets are $20 at the door. You can be sure they'll hold back a few for the late stragglers. Doors are at 10 p.m., and music is getting started at 10 sharp. Timber Productions presents O Death and Rock Plaza Central. Wow, that's going to be a crazy night. That's happening at Pat's Pub. $13 are the tickets, and the music gets started at 9:30, with doors opening at 8. Master Apes, the Fee-Fi-Fo Fums, and Suspicious are playing at Pub 340. No minors for that one. Tickets are available at the door. Doors are at 9, music at 10. Good old standby, Rich Hope and his Evildoers are playing alongside Oh the Pretty Things and That One Guy over at the Railway Club. And let me tell you, the Railway Club, easily the best venue to catch Rich Hope in. He knows how to enthrall a crowd in the very small rooms such as the Railway Club. So do yourself a treat and check out Rich Hope and his Evildoers tonight at the Railway. Tickets are $10 at the door. The Nervous Breakdowns, Plus Perfect, All Drugs, and What's Wrong Tohei are playing over at the Royal Unicorn Cabaret. And this is one of the new exciting gig spaces that have been featuring some of the best local bands around lately. And of course, that's at 147 East Pender Street. Tickets are $10 at the door, with the music getting started at 10 p.m. and doors are at 9. And of course, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the CBC Radio 3 is presenting their album release and tour kickoff art show and DJ party with Ben Sinister, The Clips, and No Gold. That's at Brad Goff Studios at 870 East Cordova Street. It's an all-ages affair. And, that's very, very near HOCO. Too bad there's not actually, it doesn't look like there's any gigs going on at HOCO. So, I'm sure there probably is, but it's not listed. But you might want to catch some of that and then take off to HOCO and see what's going on there. Doors are at 8 p.m. The show is at 9. It doesn't say how much tickets are. You can bet if it's a CBC gig, it probably will be fairly affordable. And as we were mentioning earlier, Bison, featuring former members of Streets and 3 Inches of Blood, are the local band to catch, at least according to our music director, Luke Meat. And dude knows his shit. So you want to check out Bison with guests Taxes and Cobra. That's taking place tomorrow at the Balmoral. No minors for that one. Tickets are 8 bones at the door. Doors are at 9 p.m. and the music gets started at 10. So do yourself a favor. Go out and check out Bison and get your bones rattled. And you'll be happy you did. So we're going to get back to some more music. That is the gigs that are going on around town. If there's anything I missed, feel free to give me a call at the studio here, 604-822-2487. From Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, we're going to start off this set of music with another CITR debut from the Deep Dark Woods and their debut CD, Hang Me, Oh Hang Me. The name of the tune is called Rumble in the Sky. To start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Hi, this is Caleb from Parlor Steps, and you're listening to The Canadian Way on CITR 101.9 FM.
I can give you tender reasons for why you're doing my head in. I'm tired of hearing your negativity. You will give me 10 more reasons for why you are right to be seated. I can only say let's agree to disagree. And I'll say it once more clearly that you walk away thinking that I could offer you nothing. But that emptiness you got has nothing to do with me. And I say it once more clearly. You will see what's wrong with them. Who's also wrong with me. Give it time and eventually realize you've got to open your eyes. And to tell me something is missing. And then without hesitation tell me that everything's useless and nothing is going your way. Despondency, darling. What happened to the person I knew then? Don't you know it all comes down to how you interpret the good, yeah. So I say it once more clearly. Give it time and you will see what's wrong with them. It's all so wrong. I can give you 10 good reasons, and you will give me 10 more reasons. But I can only say let's agree to disagree.
In the back lane with a jackknife, may I ask? ask you where you're gonna write your name in the back lane with the angels. I thought I heard you sing on my neck with the jackknife. May I ask you, am I gonna feel much pain in the back lane with the angels? I thought I heard you sing. La 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 la. Under the star field, we all thought we heard you sing. Thought we heard you sing. Angel with no skin. La 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 la. If I let you back down, if I let you back down, if I let you back down, you'll sleep here next to me. If I let you back down, if I help you calm down, if I make you calm down, you sleep here next to me. You sleep here next to me. You sleep here next to me.
And that was a little something from a band from Winnipeg. Hey, we've been really Winnipeg content heavy on today's program. Not that that's a bad thing. Hey, we've been neglecting Winnipeg for a little while on the program here, and Winnipeg's getting its revenge tonight on the Canadian Way. From Cone 5 and their CD Ants in the Sugar, which can be found on the Grumpy Cloud Records label, we heard the track called Bristling. I love that word, bristling. And before that, from Vancouver, we heard from a band that is basically a singing, songwriting project of a local woman named Larissa Tandy, who plays with her brother Ryan. And together, they're known as Love Proof. And from their self-titled EP, we heard the track called 10 Good Reasons. And before that, we heard something from a CD, which is probably one of my favorite sort of folk-tinged albums to come out at the moment, from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan's The Deep Dark Woods. We heard the track called Rumble in the Sky, which can be found on their CD, their debut CD called Hang Me, Oh Hang Me. And that one's actually on a local label. It's on, well, not local, but it's on a label based out of Victoria, which is close enough. That's almost local. Black Hen Music. It's not too common that, A, you see a band signed to a label completely out of their province like that for their debut, but to go and produce such a solid album as Deep Dark Woods did with this debut here. Oh, it's a thing of beauty, I must say. You're listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And we're in the home stretch of the show, as it were. And still lots more music to get through. So we're not going to mess around too much longer here, or else we're going to run out of time and miss a whole bunch of tracks. So we're going to get this set of music started with yet another debut here on this. Or no, actually, we're going to do that one next. It's another CITR debut from the Sojourners and their brand new CD, Hold On. A little bit of the R&B gospel mixed with pop. But first of all, we're going to be starting off with some sassy girl rock courtesy Tara Lee Combs from her CD, Whether We Shall Repel. We're going to be listening to... Uh, We're going to be listening to the track called Let's Bleed to Death. Ooh, and there's a sassy little picture of her beating up on watermelons in high-heeled shoes and a baseball bat. So that should give you an idea as to what Tara Lee Combs is all about. Here is Let's Bleed to Death from her CD, Weather We Repel, to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Safety nets. What's inside? Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. I just heard my throat. That sucked. Anyways, you just heard something from Kanata, Ontario's Amos the Transparent from his debut CD, which can be found on the Pop Culture Records label, Everything I've Forgotten to Forget. We heard the track called She Wasn't Lying. Before that, from Medical, they actually have a plus, which is silent in front of their name, so it would be like Plus Medical, but it's like, it's just pronounced Medical. And they're from Calgary, Alberta, and their CD is called Asleep at the Wheel, self-released effort. And we heard the track called Yellow Lines. And before that, from Montreal, Quebec, we heard from Tara Lee Combs, and from her CD, Whether We Shall Repel, which can be found on the Gaia Disc Records label, we heard the track called Let's Bleed to Death. And she kind of reminds me a little bit of, I don't know, who am I trying to think of? Local artist screaming. Oh, JP5, Jerry Jen Wilson. She reminds me exactly of Jerry Jen Wilson, kind of screaming a lung out and sounding damn sexy doing it. Yeah, anyways, I completely forgot to play the Sojourners track in that last set of music, so I'm going to end it off since it's actually a track that would fit very well with the format of David Love Jones's African Rhythms, which is coming up very soon. It's not yet in the studio, so I'd imagine the Canadian Way is probably going in overtime. So from their CD, Hold On, yet another CITR debut here on the Canadian Way. From the Sojourners, we're going to be listening to the track called Eyes on the Prize. And if we have some time, then we're going to play some more music because we have some Wheat Pool as well that we didn't get to. So stay tuned for that. If I don't get to talk to you after this song, I want to wish you a good weekend. I will be back next week. Then the week after that, I will be back for yet another show. And then after that, it begins the sports broadcast, so programming goes kind of crazy. Oh, and here comes David Love Jones, ready to take over the controls. So we're going to wrap it up with the Sojourners with the track Eyes on the Prize. Remember to support your local music scene, go see a live gig or two, and to always buy Canadian. This is Spike saying, hope you enjoyed the music. Have yourself a good weekend. Catch you next week. Awesome. Bye.